struggle now within Eretz Yisrael was between the Tzedukim and the Perushim. And that the Tzedukim were the heirs of the Hellenists, of the Mityavnim, and that the Tzedukim, the Sadducees, formed a very potent and powerful force in the Jewish society. There mentions for us 13 specific disputes in Halacha between the Tzedukim and the Perushim. But there were many more than the 13. The basic idea was that the Tzedukim subscribed to a philosophy that was essentially not Jewish.
They subscribed to the Greek view of the world, and therefore it isn't that they had a philosophy and from the philosophy they developed a lifestyle. They had a lifestyle and from the lifestyle they made a philosophy to justify it, as so often happens in the world. And their main objections to the Jewish way of life and halacha was that it was rather inhibiting on their lifestyle. And it prevented them from doing many things that they wanted to do. The authority of the rabbis over the Shabbos, for instance, all the takonos that the Chachomim made regarding Shabbos, to safeguard the Shabbos, the fence that was built around the Shabbos, they did away with all of that because it was very inhibiting. Now, on Shabbos, you couldn't read the Athens Times. And you couldn't ride a horse, you couldn't go swimming. All of those are prohibitions of the rabbis. They are not part of the Torah, of the bare bones halacha, so to speak, of Shabbos. Yet, the rabbis knew what they were doing, because once Shabbos was allowed to degenerate into any other day of the week, so then the whole spirit of Shabbos would be lost. There are two parts of Shabbos. I once heard this from a very great Jew. There are two parts of Shabbos. One part of Shabbos is Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, to guard the Shabbos, not to violate any of the halachic restrictions on Shabbos. Now, in our time, it is possible for us to have everything on Shabbos practically without violating any of the Torah restrictions. We can do it with time clocks, with the electronic means, with the use of non-Jews. We can do very many things. And technically we will not violate the spirit of the Shabbos. But there's a second part of Shabbos. The second part of Shabbos is Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, to remember the Shabbos day. That Shabbos shouldn't be Sunday, it shouldn't be Monday, it shouldn't be Tuesday. So it's possible to have an automatic robot take care of your phone on Shabbos. It's possible to have an automatic robot take care that your television should be on. Everything is possible, but it's not Shabbos. You may not be a Sabbath violator, but you're not a Sabbath observer either. And the rabbis, in their intuitive greatness and psychological understanding of how human beings work, so therefore they built this fence around Shabbos. The Tzedukim didn't want the fence. The Tzedukim said the fence is unnecessary. And that was true in every area that the Takonis of the rabbis existed. The Tzedukim did away with that. They said the rabbis had no authority, and that not only the rabbis had no authority, they said there was no such thing as the oral law. We only want what it says in the Chumash, we only want what it says in the book. We don't want more than that. And what came forth from that was a complete aberration, a complete perversion of what Judaism stood for. They said, for instance, that since in the Torah it does not mention specifically the idea of Hashoras HaNefesh, that the soul survives the body, so they said, well, we don't believe in the immortality of the soul. Well, if you take the idea of the immortality of the soul away from Judaism, you've got a different religion. They said, we don't believe in heaven or hell, Gan Eden or...